That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Oh, that looks beautiful from here.
It has a stark beauty all its own. It's like much of the high desert of the United States. It's different, but it's very pretty out here.
Greetings, Earthlings. I'm Alan Boyle, Aerospace and Science Editor at GeekWire, looking forward to a red-letter day in space history, the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing. The Museum of Flight in Seattle is marking the occasion like no other museum can by hosting an exhibit called Destination Moon, featuring artifacts from the Smithsonian's National Air and Space Museum. A lot of those artifacts are associated with the late astronaut Neil Armstrong, the first person to walk on the moon. And I recently had the opportunity at the Museum of Flight to talk with Mark Armstrong, one of his sons, about Destination Moon and the significance of the anniversary. I started by asking Mark if the exhibit sheds new light on his dad's history and legacy in the Apollo program.
Well, I don't know that it sheds new light for me, but I think it does for a lot of people. I think, there are more people that were not born then than were. So there's a lot of folks that that don't remember it because they weren't born yet. And I think, this Destination Moon, along with a lot of the other things that are happening this year, really get a chance for folks, the younger generations, to really understand what this country accomplished. I think it's sort of easy for a young person to think that that this was a foregone conclusion, that it was easy. You know, Kennedy gave the speech, and then we just did what he said, and that was it. But the older folks of us, like myself, know that it wasn't a foregone conclusion. It was very difficult. It came with great cost, came with great sacrifice, and I think was really accomplished ahead of its time, certainly from a technological standpoint. So I think it's important for the younger generations to see that and to know, and hopefully to internalize that to accomplish really great things, it takes an extraordinary amount of work and a lot of sacrifice and a lot of persistence. And those are qualities that I think we need more of, and hopefully this will help us get there.
Are there particular artifacts that you would want to point out as exemplifying that kind of spirit or the persistence or something that has a little bit of an untold story perhaps behind it?
Well, I think it's all of the artifacts. If you look at all these pieces of technology, which by today's standards are seem quite primitive, but were very effective. I think that's really shows the what can be achieved by hundreds of thousands of people when they all work together towards a common goal.
Mm-hmm. What does the 50th anniversary mean to you? Does it kind of signify how old we're all getting, or what's the meaning for you? Are you marveling that, oh my God, so much time has passed since then?
I think if we had had this conversation 45 years ago, I think we would have expected to have been further along than we are. But on the other hand, we're gaining momentum. We have great efforts in the commercial space industry moving forward and doing just incredible feats of technology. And I think they have the wherewithal and the funding and the backing and the drive to really push us forward in ways that we didn't imagine a private company could do.
You're listening to a special episode of the GeekWire podcast. We'll be right back with more from Mark Armstrong, son of the late astronaut Neil Armstrong, as we look ahead to the 50th anniversary of the Apollo moon landing in July.
Technology moves fast. I need to move faster. WGU's competency-based education puts me in control of how fast I move through my IT degree program. I can accelerate my program by applying what I already know to my courses and focusing on the things I need to learn. Earn a respected accredited degree that propels your career in the IT field. Learn more at wgu.edu/ITCertsIncluded.
I remember in your dad's final years, he really made a strong push for going back to the vicinity of the moon, what we know as cislunar space. And at that time, people were talking about, you know, going to an asteroid, the moon, maybe we've been there and done that. But it must be maybe a little gratifying to you to see that the moon is re-emerging as a focus for space exploration.
Absolutely true. There's so much that we can learn from going back to the moon. And being the closest satellite or closest planet to us, we have the opportunity to use the moon as a learning ground. How do we create habitats on other worlds? You know, how do we mine in other worlds? You know, here we have something very close to us that we can use to vet out those very important parts of space exploration. So I'm looking forward to getting back there.
Mm-hmm. Are the things that you're looking forward to with the 50th anniversary, maybe friends that you're reconnecting with or people that you heard your dad talk about that now you're able to rub elbows with? What sorts of experiences are you expecting to see as the highlights for this 50th anniversary?
Well, I think the astronauts and the Apollo astronauts and their families, I think we all sort of feel the same way. We feel like we are ambassadors for space exploration, and that and we are thrilled to be a part of bringing that excitement to the next generations, and hopefully we can ignite in them the same kind of passion that we felt when we were younger.
Mm-hmm. It's been years since your dad passed away, and that was it was almost like a national mourning period. Do you ever reflect on what your dad might say if he were here for the 50th anniversary?
Whatever he would have said, it would have been perfect. I'll just leave it there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you want to come back to? Anything in particular that you wanted to get across? This is kind of your moment, the family's moment to kind of have your say.
I would just say that, organizations like the Museum of Flight here in Seattle are really focused on educating our young people and focusing on STEM and or STEAM if you want to add the arts. I think this is where we need to focus, and I'm very happy to be a part of it.
After we finished our conversation, a Museum of Flight staffer noted a little-known Armstrong connection to the museum. The Armstrong family lent pieces of the original Wright Flyer to the Museum of Flight. These were parts of the plane that were flown by Orville and Wilbur Wright back in 1903, making history. Mark Armstrong explained how his dad came to own them.
I guess I didn't realize the provenance of the Wright brothers' fragments. Were those something that your dad had? Or
they are.
Yeah. Is there anything that you want to tell about that particular artifact? It kind of bridges the gap.
I can just say that the very first flights of the Wright brothers and Kitty Hawk North Carolina were I think they did four flights, and then they took a break and probably went and got something to eat or something like that. And when they came back, the airplane had been turned over and the propellers were broken and the wing was damaged. But the Wright estate always kept those. They did the repairs, but they kept the parts that were damaged. And my father was fortunate enough to carry those on Apollo 11.
Mm-hmm. that he had gone to the Wright family and
No, they had come, the Air Force actually reached out to my father and asked if he would carry them, and he said he would. So the agreement was that he would return half of the material and that he could keep the other half. So it was a very kind offer.
That's a great story. Thank you.
That was Mark Armstrong, son of the late Neil Armstrong, speaking with us as we prepare for the 50th anniversary of the Apollo moon landing in July. Thanks for listening to this special episode of the GeekWire podcast. I'm aerospace and science editor Alan Boyle. Find more of my coverage at geekwire.com/space and follow me on Twitter at B0YLE. Until next time, watch the skies.